Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. It is Deborah Leanne here, and time for some Wednesday wisdom. Thank you for tuning in and or listening in whenever you get a chance to. Today is the last Wednesday in July, and this month we have been talking about freedom in all of its forms, freedom to be more of ourselves, freedom from self-criticism, self-doubt, freedom to move forward and take risks beyond our comfort zone, and freedom from so many of the limitations that we placed on ourselves. And perfectly, last night's one of the limits was broken with a woman being nominated to a major party to become president of the United States, and to be nominated in a serious and major election right after having a president that's African American that broke a lot of barriers in that front. Now to have a woman running for that post, one of the most powerful in the world, is really a wonderful thing for our young women to see. And the more that I work with women leaders, the more I see the need for the topic that I've chosen for today, or that chose me. I'm not so sure that I choose these topics. I always think I know what they're going to be, and they shift and change based on what's going on. This freedom to stop, to get off of the treadmill, to say no more, to actually complete and celebrate portions and guideposts and milestones and completions before jumping back into the busyness and continuing. This freedom to stop, or at least hit the pause, is something that nobody else can give us. This is such an important thing for us to declare for ourselves. We are the ones that schedule ourselves. We are the ones that drive our ambition or career plan or family plan or vacation plans. We're the ones that make them happen. Very, very often, we're the ones that say, I'm too busy. I can't possibly squeeze one more thing on my plate. And it's like this badge of honor of being busy. Time has become the new money in terms of something that we talk about in scarcity form. So what if we could play with the whole concept that we are the ones that consciously schedule our time, that as we complete an hour of delivering our service or product to our clients or being with our children as they go to bed, that we actually, as we finish that step or that process or that call, can we stop a moment and recognize and celebrate that we have completed that action or step or whatever it is we're wanting to measure, that hour of time on our calendar. And the reason why this is so important to me right now is after talking with a coaching client yesterday, and who is looking at, through the leadership profile we have, she has taken, she's determined that she wants to work on achievement as the area that she wants to increase her competencies in. And if you were to look at her LinkedIn profile, her resume, her successes and achievements in her short, she might be in her early 40s, relatively short life, she has an amazing track record, something that many of us would aspire to have, to own, to be proud of. Yet would we? This is the thing. Can we ever be satisfied? Can we ever feel like we are being fulfilled, that we're using our talents and gifts where we want them to, where we are really being used up in a good way? And where I'm going with this is, as in our conversation, it was clear to me, because I have felt, I have done this over and over and over and over, where I have a finish line. At the end of this semester, I will have completed this course and I will move to this next place. And whatever it is, my next success, you know, to make this much money or to be in a love relationship or to get my kids both out of the house successfully and into college, each time I do that, I have a finish line. For some reason, it's like in chalk. And I wipe it away and it's erased and it's moved farther down. So I never actually reach the finish line. It's being extended and pushed out. And what I realized in coaching her, it was so clear because I was coaching me around, can I ever finish? And we chose actually the coaching call as something to measure. Say, as we finish this hour, where can we set a line in the sand and cross over it and be really amazed at the power of that last hour, where we can appreciate, where we can talk about the excellent takeaway, where we can feel like we were using our talents and our time and our wisdom for what we're here to do on the planet. Little minor celebration of some sort. She called it having a memorable moment. I called it having a moment of excellence. Another coach had told her about having a perfect moment, celebrating those perfect moments, versus continuing to put that perfect moment or moment of excellence out in the future that we never, it's like we're striving and we can never, ever reach it. Does this make sense to you? Let's ground in and get present. We didn't start that way, and I went right into my topic, and I can already feel the adrenaline rush, but also the cortisol, right, the stress of it. So as we feel our feet, allow our breath to become slow, even, even counting in, one, two, three, and out, one, two, three. That's balance, where we're not overly sighing out, not overly intaking, but there's a balance of in and out, which allows a flow. Allow your breath to settle into your lower belly, filling yourself up with you and this present moment. And actually, for me, it's gathering my future self, the one that's out there so excited about moving forward, and just putting my arms around her like a little child that wants to run away from you, just putting our arms around and gently pulling her back into us, into the lap of our body, into the temple that is ours and ours alone. We can be in our state of becoming in this moment right now without rushing towards something else. And allowing the beautiful electromagnetic currents to flow up through the soles of our feet, as well as allowing the beautiful, divine, universal, God, love energy to come down and wash over us on the inside and out of our energetic system. And from this place, there isn't a finish line. I believe that we don't even cross a finish line when we die. Our bodies actually come to cease living in this format, in this in and out energy exchange with this life. But our inner true self, I believe, continues to live. So even there, I feel like there's not a finish line. Yet, how can we have little milestones along the way where we can check in and stop and say, today was a really awesome day. I don't know if you journal in the morning or in the evening, but I'm back doing it after 25 years of journaling. I had been off my game for a long time. And recently a wise mentor suggested I get back to my gratitudes in the evening. And it's good because I've also chosen to be off of screens, all screens, even my phone, for a good chunk of time, at least 30 minutes before going to bed. So it's brilliant to read and journal during that time. And as I journal, it's a beautiful way for me to close the day, to complete the day, to celebrate the day. And it's a great way to pause and be with what happened during the day, to take a review, to stop long enough. And I don't know about you, but I wonder sometimes whether we don't just stay so busy, constantly moving, constantly cleaning and calling and checking Facebook and doing more emails and continuing to push ourselves to do more, be more, have more, so much that there isn't time in the day for just quiet reflection. Because then we would have to be alone with our thoughts, our feelings, what's really going on. You know, sometimes we don't want to know. And there may be something that's really nagging at us, and we run from it. And this whole notion of going on retreat, I wonder when it will become part of a wellness package, part of where insurance actually picks it up and pays for it, because it is crucial to our self-care. Just like self-care is crucial to running our businesses, just like putting the gas mask on our face, or the oxygen mask, excuse me, that's terrible, the oxygen mask on our face first before we can help others. This is really key. What could happen if every quarter we had a chance to go on a retreat, even just for an overnight? And it could be with girlfriends, it could be on our own, it could be with our lover, it could be with our, you know, with one child. I did a mommy-daughter overnight at a nature reserve once, and it was brilliant bonding time for my daughter and I. No TV, no nothing, and I didn't have to do any work. I didn't have to cook and clean. It was all done for us. And we got a chance to go on a night hike. We got a chance to do lots of arts and crafts. She was like, I want to say 5 or 6, maybe 7. It was one of the most memorable times of me being a mother, and it was one of the easiest times of me being a mother, because how often during our mommy times are we busy thinking, oh, I don't want to have to clean up after this art project, or I don't want to have to, you know, after we both, you know, baked the cookies, now there's the cleaning up mess that we have to deal with, or the moments of enjoying each other tend to involve, for me, the work aspect of it versus just being solely immersed in that relationship, whether it's with another or ourself, that we're in the moment, right? Truly living life in the moment. And there's times where we just sit and talk and enjoy the sunset. We're not having to do anything. There's no prescribed, have to do this at this time kind of schedule. It's easy, it's lovely, and it's what makes the best memories. It also is what brings the bonds closer and tighter knit. And very often we can see the reasons why we would want to do this with our spouse or girlfriends, our children. But to give us that time to have that relationship pause for ourselves, where we would go away, and I've done a couple retreats where I didn't know anybody else there. One of them was on Bainbridge Island, and it was magical. For me, the retreat started when I got left at the airport to go on the airplane by myself. The other one was in Connecticut, and it was stunning fall place out on a farm where we did creative stuff and yoga stuff and lots of time to journal and walk, and the meals were incredible. And I got to know the people really well by the end of the weekend, but you know what? When I went there, I didn't know anybody. Not even the facilitator, the teacher. I didn't know her beyond knowing her online. So it was a great opportunity because every time we're in those interactions, whether they're with others or totally on our own, we get a chance to learn more about ourselves. And finding time to stare out the window and watch the gold leaves. Oh, there was this amazing tree that just kept dropping gold leaves like gold falling from the sky. It was so, so beautiful. Those are some of my favorite memories of me going on retreat. And it was a time commitment. It was a money commitment. It was a leaving behind some of the activities with my families that, you know what, there's always going to be more soccer games, more field hockey games, more family parties and outings and birthdays. It's amazing how they will happen whether we're there or not. And I have to say, I didn't miss them. Once I got away and I realized I couldn't be at all of those other things because I had made this decision for me, I was good with it. The retreat that I had scheduled for May of this year was over Mother's Day weekend. And that was one of the issues that a lot of people were saying, oh, I don't know, my daughter's always in a dance performance on Mother's Day weekend. I don't think I can get away. Oh, I don't know, you know, missing Mother's Day? What if my kids and, you know, my husband have something planned? I said, well, do you tell them this is what you want to do for Mother's Day? Then maybe they can celebrate Mother's Day the day or two after you get back or the following weekend. You know what? Flowers will be a lot cheaper. Brunch lines will be a lot shorter. You wouldn't need reservations to go out to breakfast the following week as you do on Mother's Day. What if you celebrated Mother's Day, which should be, to me, is should be celebrated every day, right? And you moved off of the Hallmark calendar day and celebrated it when it worked for you, because you chose to go on a retreat for you. So I'm a big advocate for taking time for self-care, for getting to know more about ourselves, because that's our purpose in life, is being the most unique version of ourselves that we can be. I was going to say the most me I can be, but for you, it's the most you can be. That's our purpose. And sometimes we don't know ourselves well enough because we haven't taken the time to get to know ourselves. If we think about our relationship with ourselves like we do our relationship with a really good friend or our lover, spouse, sister, mother, anybody, children, the relationship is built by having time, dating, getting to know, having certain ceremonies and traditions that you bring forward into the relationship. One of my latest ones now is when I'm washing my face to just look at myself in the mirror with love and kindness and grace and appreciation. Yes, my skin is 6 decades old. My face isn't the same as it was even 5 years ago. But my eyes are. And looking in and loving them and me and taking that pause, that moment, that ceremony, routine, ritual, you want to call it, of blessing myself each day in the mirror. I love that. And I also love retreats. I love to teach at retreats. I love to attend retreats. And the beauty of the one that's coming up in October here in St. Louis is that there's 4 of us that are each presenting a mini workshop that's tailored to mind, body, heart, and soul with an integration practice on Sunday. And I don't have to do it all. You know, we'll do the welcome circle together Friday night. Then we each have this short thing on Saturday. The meals are all catered. There's a person that's managing all the logistics. And I can't wait because I get to participate and lead. I get to be part of the circle. I get to experience it for me and as part of the entire group of women. Can't wait for that. Community is a great way to learn about ourselves as well. All right? So this whole thing of declaring freedom to pause, to stop, to reflect, to put all the spinning plates down for just a minute and breathe in the present moment, to, even if we don't have time for a full 20-minute meditation, to go and be outside for 1 minute and watch the breeze in the trees, to just be one with this moment, to listen to what wants to come through us, to ask what our body wants. If we did that more often, I wonder what would happen when we go stand in the refrigerator and open it and look for something. A lot of times I'll find myself doing that because it's lunchtime. And I close the refrigerator and I stop and I say, okay, I kind of know what's in there. What is it that my body wants? You know what's funny? Is sometimes it's just that I really want a big glass of water. I would really like a cup of hot water with lemon or a cup of tea or whatever. Sometimes it's a peach. Sometimes it's some little cherry tomatoes. But what I'm learning is when I don't just go and routinely open the refrigerator, pull something out because it's time to eat, I actually pause and ask what my body needs. My body knows. It may say, you know what, I really need some protein right now. And then I know to go look for protein. And then how much? Is it just a tablespoon of almond butter just to get that quick protein fix? Or is it that I really need something bigger? Like some fish or something. So this pausing, this retreating, which is actually, if you look at the word, the meaning is to go backwards, right? And it is. It's actually like taking our busy, busy, busy self and pulling her back and saying, no, I'm going to pull you backwards into this body where we can sync up. You know how you sync your music between your different electronics. And I just need to sync up. And now I'm learning I need to do it several times a day. I don't just wait for nighttime. I can tell after I've been working at something for an hour or two or three that I need to get up and move around, do a dance break, or go put my feet in the grass and water some plants outside or whatever. But again, it's just a pause. And you know what? It makes when I go back to work, I can get more done more quickly and efficiently because I did take that couple-minute break. It's the same with a retreat, right? It's different from a vacation. I feel like sometimes when we go on vacation, we overplan that too. There's all the pre-planning and getting everything caught up so that you can leave, scheduling everything that needs to be done while you're gone, who's going to handle the pets, getting the car in the shop, all those different little things. And then there's the during vacation stress of making sure everything's happening, we're on the schedule, we meet the airplanes, don't lose anything at the various hotels or wherever we're staying. And then there's the post-vacation, sometimes depression, the having to come back to work, getting back into a routine, coming home to our maybe less than beautiful home than what we stayed in before on vacation. It's all of those, besides the pile of work that's sitting there waiting for us because nobody touched it while we were gone, especially if you're a solopreneur, right? Nobody was handling it. Just sat there and waited for you. So a retreat allows you to be gone for just a couple days where you don't have to do anything. You don't have to go to anything. You don't have to attend if you don't want to get up and do morning sunrise yoga. The meals are laid out. You just come and you eat what you want. You don't have to clean up afterwards. You don't have to do the laundry. It's brilliant. And you're not gone long enough. Just long enough that you can take a small rest and rejuvenate and be more closer to who you are. And listen. Listen to what wants to come through. What's our next step? Right? So think about it. Connect with me. You'll see on social media what the retreat information is going to start coming out now. But or find one that sings to your soul and sign up and give yourself that time. Until our next time together, I'm declaring that I am free to pause and even stop and even go backwards into retreat. How about you?